Hello, welcome to another episode of the Future of Drug Discovery podcast, where we speak with startups and industry to build a better connected community. Today, we speak with Alan Nafiev, the CEO and co-founder of Receptor AI, an artificial intelligence drug discovery company focused on screening small drug molecules against difficult-to-drug targets. Alan and his team are streamlining the drug discovery pipeline for several pharmaceutical and biotechnology companies, enabling for the design of safer and more effective drugs with their next generation AI technology. This year, they plan to develop their membranotropic drug discovery capabilities using the unique membrane environments for drug design. Alan is very passionate about improving the drug discovery process and is actively looking for commercial and non-commercial collaborators to help him and his team achieve their vision. This is a great chance to hear some key insights about Receptor AI outside of what's available online and to learn about their technology and how it works. Please note that this episode was recorded around July last year, and a lot has changed at Receptor AI since then. Please check the show notes, where Alan has kindly added an abundance of materials to bring you up to speed in 2023. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hi, Alan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Murad. Thank you for introducing me. It's a pleasure for me.
Yes. Would you mind going ahead and sharing with us the origin story of Receptor AI?
Yes, sure. I will start from my first experience in a startup. It was in the cybersecurity field in 2015, where we developed software for computer virus detection using AI. And our software got first place in worldwide competition, where we participated among 100 leading antivirus software companies. And our positioning was Next, an AI platform for virus detection capable of analyzing the digital DNA of any computer virus. At that time, I had the idea of using a similar AI technologies for computer virus detection and use it in biotechnology. Moreover, the breakthrough gene editing technology, CRISPR, that came out at that time gave me more motivation and passion. And one of the first ideas that came to my mind was a dynamic and static analysis of stem cells behavior via computer vision powered by AI. And then I met the head of the stem cell laboratory in Ukraine, and we prepared a business plan. We had to build an experimental laboratory to generate proprietary data for AI model training to embody this idea. The lab cost $10 million, so it was so hard to find investors in Ukraine to start such a project.
You needed 10 million to, so let me get this right. You needed $10 million to generate data that then you will use to build the AI
$10 million
model.
to build experimental laboratory and buy equipment for cultivation of stem cells. And
Okay.
this laboratory requires a high clean requirements and compliances of GMP, and it is high quality cleanest rooms, and that's why it's very expensive.
I see. So that's the cost of getting the space, kitting the lab, and running the experiments.
And that's why then I started thinking about different approaches that not requires creating of experimental data.
I see.
Yes, and then I continued to analyze the biotech and drug discovery market and understand that small molecule drug discovery has a lot of accessible data, and it's enough to train AI models. In parallel with analyzing of drug discovery market, I worked in different tech startups and large companies to help them automate internal R&D workflows, and I understand how big companies works, which is internal processes we needed to automate, and how to apply and manage different tech teams. And this experience helped me and helps to build our company and integrate, automate different aspects. In one day, I met co-founders of Receptor AI at scientific conference in Kyiv. Sergey, our chief technical officer, and Semyon, our chief scientific officer. As it turned out, they had more than 10 years of experience in drug discovery, And since then, we have started to thinking about opening AI drug discovery startup. And we focused on preparing business plan and thinking about different aspects, competitor analysis, market analysis. And after 6 months of preparing business plan, we have found angel investors and attracted $500,000 in the pre-seed round and founded our company Receptor AI in February of 2021.
Congratulations on that. It is quite a difficult challenge. So can you tell us more about your fundraising story? How long did it take? Who did you talk to? How was it to get that $500,000?
Yeah, it's a very interesting story. It took for me to build relationships with current angel investors. It took more than 2 years. And I finished two projects successfully to show my competence. One of these projects was integration of enterprise resource planning system into the big company that focused on agrosphere. This project was very hard because there is a lot of business processes, and it was a big holding with 14 subsidiaries and companies. And I focused on managing internal team that works in companies that integrate this business process automation software. And we have automated accountants, administrative accounting, and also some of the business processes. And it was a successful project, and I got some trust from this investor. And also this angel investor was investing in transport sphere. This startup was focused on creating multi-combinatorial trip. For example, you need to get from point A to point B, and you can use three types of transport: airplanes, trains, and bus. And it was very scalable database that aggregated numbers of tickets and trips connected with the whole world. And it was like a multi-graph database. We have created solution to predict different combinations of trips, availability of tickets, and their prices using artificial intelligence models. And I was a technical and business advisor in this startup. But in 2020, COVID-19 came into our world, and all transport sphere was disrupted, and this startup closed. After two successful projects by my side, business process automation of big company and advising of startup, we have decided with this investor to open another startup, Receptor AI. But I spent 2 years of closing different projects to show my competence.
Yeah, it's definitely more than luck there. 2 years of hard work, building those relationships, getting the $500,000. That's amazing. And so you got that money in February 2021. That's what, 15 months ago, 1.5 year, let's say. Yeah. Can you bring us to today? How did you deploy that money?
Yes, of course. Thank you for the interesting question. One of the challenges was to find a good team of bioinformaticians and chemoinformaticians in Ukraine, because it's not a popular topic in Ukraine. But we have solved this problem with a combination of talented mathematicians, AI engineers, chemists, and biologists. And now our R&D team consists of 12 highly experienced specialists. And during the first 3 months of the company existence, we have started the idea of building an end-to-end small molecule drug discovery pipeline and validated a number of ideas from target identification and drug repurposing to a SaaS platform for drug design. Then we focused more on in-house drug design platform to provide services the same as our main competitors do. After 6 months of company funding, we have experimentally validated the MVP of our AI platform in two pilot projects with one of the largest contract research organizations. This company is located in Ukraine, and there is more than 3,000 employees, biologists, and chemists. Despite being on an uncalibrated platform, we have demonstrated successful results from the first shot in both pilots. And we then started thinking about a unique focus in the market and building a fully automated SaaS platform with a user-friendly interface, such as Google search for novel drugs, to make drug discovery accessible for academia and small, medium enterprise pharma. And also we continue to discussing joint projects with our partner Enemy. However, we faced quite a big challenge not so long ago, the war in Ukraine. And our sales pipeline and partnerships was suspended, as well as financing sources, because our investors had difficulties. Nevertheless, our core team relocated to Europe and managed to recover a full spectrum of our processes, while the product development is continued remotely from a safe place in Ukraine. Moreover, we proceeded to develop the differentiated approach at the time and submitted several major platform updates. Also, we managed to launch the SaaS platform for drug design. It is a platform able to screen multi-billion spaces within an hour. And it is a very promising technology for different small, medium enterprises and academia groups, and make accessible drug discovery attractable prices and affordable.
So for the SaaS platform, you say it has a very user-friendly interface. So do you anticipate people, before they buy this SaaS or subscribe to your platform, there's a trial period that they go and try, or they have to just check the case studies and then make their mind?
Yes, we were using both approaches. Also, we're showing case studies, how exactly this platform works and which results we showed. Also, we have compared our platform with the 8 modern AI algorithms and compare precision of affinity prediction with the target of interest. And we have shown one of the best results. This comparison analysis was conducted based on benchmark data sets with the same conditions. And that's why we have demonstrated that architecture of our AI models is much efficient. Also, we have compared our AI platform with 16 classical and conventional methods like docking and molecular dynamics, and showed that our platform not only fast to screen multi-billion spaces and also can precisely rank and create top of 100 molecules, for example, with high sensitivity. And that's why we're providing two-step screening, initial screening with the help of the 40 AI models working in parallel to select 1,000 hit candidates from multi-billion space, and secondary screening approach. It is a fully automated docking with AI rescoring to rank these 1,000 molecules and create a set of 100 potential hit candidates for further synthesis and biological validation. That's why it's a fully automated approach, and you need only use a few clicks to preset and select desirable parameters of your future molecules, and you will get a set of hit candidates during an hour. You don't need to have a lot of background in math or AI, biology, and chemistry. You need only to read admin guide, understand some of the points, and after 1 hour, you're able to work and be medicinal chemist.
Is there a trial link that we can put into the show notes later on so people can go and click and then see this in action?
Yes, of course. We have a video of our interface and how exactly it works. and we can include it also, and also we can add some materials that demonstrate performance of our platform.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that explanation. I know that you're moving away from the service business model, or eventually will. So tell us more about the commercial projects that you have, and maybe the case studies you had so far, aside of the ones that you already mentioned. And how do you see the business and business model evolving over time?
Yes, sure. Thank you for an interesting question. For the first years of our growth, early stage of our growing, we're planning to use service and SaaS models to generate revenue, establish partnerships, connections, and create customer database, and also build a portfolio of successful projects. And with the help of SaaS, it's much easier to enter market because customers could get on the hands and to see how exactly this platform works. And also we provide reasonable prices. Such approach will help us to generate customers very fast. And also, we're collaborating with contract research organizations who are selling small molecule databases. And we suggest them to integrate to their database our SaaS platform, like a search engine in their database to select the most promising molecules. And the research organizations shared with us their list of customers and help us to expand market faster. But on the later stages, we will diversify our revenue streams, and we will focus more on milestone-based payments, revenue sharing, and IP sharing from licensed drugs. And we're planning to use our new technology, membranotropic drug discovery. It is a novel approach for pharma companies, and it is hard to implement something new in pharma industry. But this strategy of preparing a list of customers and partnerships and to get trust, we can then suggest another solution. I will explain later how exactly novel drug discovery membranotropic technology works and what is it. Strategy at early stages, SaaS and services. At late stages, is technology based on milestone payments and direct contracts with pharma. The first case studies were related to two proteins associated with oncological diseases. We designed 100 molecules for each protein. And then our partner, Enamine, synthesized these molecules and experimentally validated them. And the experiments demonstrated that on average, 10% of the designed molecules had a high activity profiles thanks to more than 40 integrated proprietary AI models that can evaluate number of molecule parameters simultaneously. Another joint project we have successfully finished with Enamine is a virtual screening of their worldwide largest commercial database that consists of more than 20 billion molecules, and we complete this screening within an hour. It is a very highly computational, complex task, and we solved this with the help of very smart AI algorithms. And this technology now integrated to our SaaS platform, as well as Enamine's largest molecule database. Also, we have started several academic partnerships with different academic institutions in USA, France, Germany, India, and are working on the most complex disease areas, such as oncology, cardiovascular, and neurodegenerative diseases. And our current commercial pipeline includes several big and medium pharma companies, and we're integrating our customizable AI platform infrastructure to automate pharmaceutical in-house drug discovery workflow. Mm-hmm. And our platform is fully customizable. We can integrate any AI models, data sets, and streamline pipeline based on pharmaceutical R&D requirements.
Are you saying that sometimes you deploy your solution to pharma so that they customize it, or you would just spin up a new, I would say maybe a copy of it with all the infrastructure that goes with that, and you customize that one and make it available over the cloud with the UI to your partner?
Yeah, sure. Thank you for your question. We're integrating our own AI platform that by default consists more than 40 pre-trained AI models. And these models align in drug discovery pipeline created by our R&D team. But if some pharma company's R&D has their own requirements and tasks, we can easily customize this pipeline, integrate additional AI models, pre-configure different consequence, parallelization of different flows, and integration of their proprietary data also on train AI models. And that's why our team can easily, based on the pharma requirements, create their own pipeline based on our SaaS platform. And we can provide them two ways of integration: using a cloud platform that's managed by our team. Another option, we can give them and deploy this infrastructure on their personal cloud. And another option is on-premise integration on their local servers.
No. That's good to know that.
And that's why we're covering two options. We can automate any drug discovery pipeline and customize it for medium and big pharma companies. And also we're providing SaaS platform for drug discovery with affordable prices for academic institutions and therapeutic companies. And this, they can pay us for one screening. For example, they have one protein target and they need to conduct screening of multi-billion space, and they will pay only one time for this screening, and the prices is not too high, from $10,000 to $20,000 depending from the project. But annual based subscription costs $300,000. If we're talking about on-premise integration, there is a customizable prices and it's much higher, because integration takes time and a lot of labor resources.
Yeah, no, all makes sense. And the input to the model, I know that it's a group of models, but the initial interaction point, do they specify just target name? Do they have to give you a structure? And is it the whole structure that you need? Or do they also have to point out which epitope they want to find the small molecule for?
Yeah, a great question. We have integrated more than 9,300 proteins into our platform. And you don't need to integrate any 3D structured data. You only need to use UniProt ID of your protein of interest, and you will get a pre-configured platform. And all models will be focused on screening molecules against these targets. And you only need to use like Google search for novel drugs. You only need to put a number of your target ID and select parameters of your molecules that you want to get. We have integrated almost all available proteins with known 3D structure. It is like as well as AlphaFold structure and also CryoM and crystallization structures. But if you don't have this protein in the list of 9,000 targets that we have integrated, we can, by request, integrate it. Even there is no structure available, we can build homology modeling using molecular dynamics and quantum chemistry, and that's why there is no limitations. But 10,000 targets, it's more than enough in 90% of cases. But if you have some specific and very complex projects, our team of highly experienced specialists could provide your services. We have much wider set of tools to complete drug discovery projects of any complexity.
Okay. It's great to hear that you have a plan for the next couple of years to keep the whole company busy and growing. But if you want to look beyond that, what does the future hold for Receptor AI?
Yes, thank you for your question. After creating a portfolio of successful joint projects with pharma companies, Receptor AI is going to launch a differentiated approach in 2023. It is a membranotropic drug discovery for cancer and cardiovascular diseases. It is a unique and promising technology that enables targeting not only proteins, but also membrane environments of proteins. Such an approach helps regulate membrane protein activity and selectively navigate drugs to specific types of cells. And we have experimentally demonstrated 3 proof of the concept for neurodegenerative and oncological diseases, as well as demonstrated the influence of the membrane environment on protein activity. Currently, we have started several case studies with membrane targets associated with cancer and cardiovascular diseases. After getting successful result, we plan technology launch for the next year, and this technology will be available based on milestone payments for pharmaceutical companies.
Mm-hmm. Are you running 2 separate searches for these 2 targets, or somehow you have a combined search?
For 2 targets, do you mean membrane targets?
Yeah, so you would be trying to hit one of the main targets, both the membrane and maybe a receptor on the membrane, right? So you want to bind to basically 2 epitopes at the same time. So would that be like 2 separate searches, and you would be looking for somehow a way to link them together? Or you would be looking for a larger molecule that somehow binds to both?
Yeah. There is 2 approaches to target membrane protein using membranotropic technology. It is the bifunctional drugs and synergetic drugs. Bifunctional drugs, it is drugs that consist 2 moieties that connected via the linker. One moiety, it is water soluble, another moiety, amphiphilic. And the main task of such bifunctional molecule is simultaneously bind the binding site of the protein located near the membrane and another amphiphilic part targeting membrane. We can get some pockets that hard to achieve, but usual water-soluble drugs, because this pocket is located near the membrane or located in intermembrane surface.
Mm-hmm.
But if the binding pocket located far from the membrane and linker should be very long, there is no sense to use bifunctional molecules, and we are suggesting using synergetic drugs.
Mm-hmm.
2 different molecules, one targeting protein, another targeting membrane. And membrane targeting allows us to regulate in very sensitive way activity of proteins. And also we can specifically determine different types of cells. For example, cancer cells has their own conformation of membrane, and we can directly target these cancer cells. And also, membranotropic drugs help to keep high level of concentration in lower dosages, because membranotropic drugs incorporated into the membrane and can concentrate in membrane and be very long time there. High efficiency and lower dosage. It's one of the benefits of this technology also.
No, Alan, that was very, very informative. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you today. Do you have any closing remarks?
Yes, thank you so much. It's also a pleasure to participate in this podcast for me. Thank you for interesting questions. I would like to add that Receptor AI is open to any commercial, non-commercial collaborations with academic institutions and strategic partners. We'll be happy to provide our SaaS platform for the virtual screening of multi-billion databases in an hour and suggest very competitive prices. That's why academic institutions and small companies could effort drug discovery.
Fantastic. I'm sure many people will reach out to you after listening to this podcast.
Yes, thank you so much. Receptor AI open to any offers and proposals for joint projects.
Hi, thank you for listening to this episode of the Future of Drug Discovery podcast, brought to you by Murat, the CEO and co-founder of Antiverse and the production team here at Antiverse. To help us achieve our mission of a better connected community, we'd really appreciate if you could like, rate, and leave a review of the podcast. Found this episode particularly interesting? Be sure to share it with your network to see if your colleagues, collaborators, and friends may share this same interest. Until next time.